Welcome to the latest edition of the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast, brought to you by Qubit, the trusted experts in analytics. Our goal is to cut through the jargon and hype around analytics and data science and share practical advice to guide you on your analytics journey. You can find us at qubit.com, that's Q-U-E-B-I-T.com. Thank you for joining me today. I'm A.G. Tan.
I searched online and found a reference to a July 2008 Forrester Research report that recognized the IBM Cognos BI software product as a market leader in enterprise business intelligence platform. Specifically, the report noted that Cognos had, at the time, the most modern and scalable BI environment. Since it's now the autumn of 2019, that report was from 11 years ago. Today, we're going to start the conversation with business intelligence, or BI, what it is, and how it helps people to make better decisions in their everyday job. Then we're going to talk about how Cognos BI has evolved into IBM Cognos Analytics, and how adding artificial intelligence, or AI, takes things to a whole new level. It's exciting stuff. My guest today is Gus Slaughter, who's the business development leader for business intelligence and data management at Qubit. Gus brings passion to everything he does, whether he's selling or pursuing a Lean Six Sigma certification. And today he's going to share his passion for a product called IBM Cognos Analytics. Welcome, Gus.
Hey, good morning, AG. Thanks so much for having me.
So Gus, let's start by going back in time about 10 years back when you worked in sales for IBM, which had then recently acquired a company called Cognos, whose flagship product by then was Cognos Business Intelligence, or Cognos BI for short. Cognos was a pretty successful company before it was acquired in 2007 and was used by many household names, including Home Depot, Amazon, and 7-Eleven. So before we talk about what Cognos Analytics is today, can we first try and define traditional BI and what a company might use it for? 10 years ago, if I went shopping for a BI tool, what would I expect to get?
Yeah, that's a great question. Absolutely. The definition of BI has changed so much over the years. You know, as we've learned more and more about data, and how it can be manipulated, and with the evolution of systems that help us achieve BI practices. And I guess that depending on who you talk to, you could possibly get a bunch of different responses. But in my opinion, the most traditional definition of BI is simply using data about yesterday and today to make better decisions about tomorrow. I've also heard it defined as any activity, tool, or process is used to obtain the best information to support the process of making decisions. You know, but I think, you know, no matter who you talk to about what BI is, you'll consistently hear two essential key elements to the definition. You'll hear data and decision making. In terms of what you could expect in a BI tool 10 years ago or more, you know, I actually think the question is more so around how companies went about the business of obtaining BI. You know, it's a process question, you know. I would say the early days of BI, in air quotes, consisted of DSSs, which are decision support systems. And, you know, that's where the IT crew got together and, they applied, computing power to historical data to structured problems like production scheduling or other types of planning decisions. You know, and then the executives, the corner office guys, they took notice of that and then they wanted their own stuff. And then EISs became a popular thing, you know, which are executive information systems. Then came MIS, management information systems, and MDS, management decision systems. And, you know, the list just goes on and on. So at the end of the day, I think these processes required a lot of people to be involved, and then also large scale systems to support them. So, you know, obviously that became antiquated. And as we all know, technology is, you know, ever changing and ever evolving.
Now that's a great overview. The picture I always have in my own head is actually myself. Sometimes I'm sitting down and I'm wondering, you know, how we can drum up some more business perhaps. And then I'll ask myself the question, I wonder if I look through my customers and I find out, you know, what we sold to them in the past and what we might be working with them on right now and what we're forecasted to do with them in the future. I'd love to have all that information. And then I discover, oh goodness, I have to go to this system to get what happened in the past. I have to go to this other system to get the list of everything we sold them. I have to go to this other system to find out who worked with them. And it's all very time consuming and overwhelming. And so if I'm a business person and I'm sitting and I have questions like that and the answer is complicated to get to, might that be a symptom that I need BI of some kind?
I would definitely agree to that. You know, and if, you know, it was 10 to 15 years ago, you'd probably have to get IT involved and you'd probably have to get, you know, some folks involved to help you kind of aggregate all that information together. So certainly it was a huge problem and a huge burden on particularly business users, you know, in that time.
Right. Do you have any other specific examples of traditional BI solutions from an end user point of view? You know, describe the end user, the business they're in, the role, and what the BI solution enables them to do better?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, most traditional BI tools simply displayed a snapshot in time of a particular aspect of the business. You know, they could bring in historical data and performance of that part of the business, or, you know, how products were selling and things of that nature. You know, for instance, like if you were a sales manager in a retail business and your main prioritized interest would be around how products or maybe even your sales reps were selling at various points in time measured against your sales targets. The idea being that, you know, if you had a snapshot, you'd now be able to make an informed decision around, you know, where to place your focus, you know, or where your focus should be to boost the sales of that product or rep, you know, and then obviously then you're going to roll out strategies to address that lack of performance, you know, whether it's discounting or, you know, in the case of a sales rep, additional training or maybe, you know, allocating marketing dollars toward that specific area, you know, whatever have you.
Yeah. So basically, so you're not shooting in the dark, right? I mean, frankly, it's so broad, like everybody needs it. Some level.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. And business intelligence sounds like something, you know, every organization could use more of, as I said. But at any company I visit, there's always someone who wants to know something that they can't easily get the answer to. Which leads me to the next question. If there's still a need for BI, why are we talking about Cognos Analytics now? Why not Cognos BI version 20 or something?
You know, AG, that's a really, really interesting question. Look, let me tell you something right now. At this point in time, right, if an organization doesn't have an approach or strategy to BI, then let me tell you something, you're way behind the eight ball. I would personally question whether or not it'd even be around in the next several years, honestly. Look, the landscape is so competitive now. Technology has empowered everyone. There's niche competitors popping up every second, it seems. There's, you know, resources are scarce, budgets are tight. If you don't get a handle around your business through having clear insight into the most intricate parts of the business, you're just simply not gonna survive in today's economy, you know, and that's cross industry. So, you know, the key to survival and ultimately thriving from an analytics perspective, you know, is to do more with less and, you know, make the best business decisions with the information that's available to you. And, you know, BI tools help you to do that. You know, but to preface my answer to your original question about, you know, why Cognos now, you know, I want to throw, you know, you know, I'm a statistical guy. So I want to throw out two statistics that kind of frame up my answer. So first, there was a Gartner study that stated that by 2020, and let me just read it verbatim here. By 2020, the number of users of modern BI and analytics platforms that are differentiated by augmented data discovery capabilities will grow at twice the rate and deliver twice the business value as those that are not. Let me read that one more time. By 2020, the number of users of modern BI and analytics platforms that are differentiated by augmented data discovery capabilities will grow at twice the rate and deliver twice the business value as those that are not. That's double the value. That's very significant and no doubt equates to billions in revenue. Secondly, next, New Vantage Partners did a big data executive survey in 2018, and they found that 99% say their firms are trying to become insights driven, but only 1/3 report succeeding. So why do I bring up these stats as they relate to Cognos Analytics? So the answer to these questions is also honestly the distinguishing quality that differentiates Cognos from the other BI tools that are out there. First, Cognos Analytics, you know, particularly the latest version, which is 11, contains augmented intelligence throughout the entire solution, you know, which is the feature that will drive organizations towards truly gaining business insight by answering the question that BI tools were initially created to answer in the first place. You know, that question is, what's really going on in my business? And why are these things happening? That's the augmented data discovery capability that Gartner said would help companies realize significant value. You know, you see, it kind of goes back to our initial discussion around traditional BI tools, you know, which, if we're being honest, a lot of the tools today are still guilty of. You know, they don't answer that why question. You know, the typical modern BI tool focuses more so on self-service, and you know, they're good for creating dashboards and pretty visualizations on the fly by any person in the organization, but what you'll find is they truly lack the ability to tell decision makers the story of why. And you know, through augmented intelligence, you know, which is known in Cognos Analytics as, you know, the AI assist feature, users are provided with, you know, a user experience that's guided by, you know, AI from start to finish. So, you know, there's all these smart algorithms embedded in the entire solution. You know, the tool automatically detects patterns and correlations between, you know, various data sets that are in various formats that, you know, that the user brought in. You know, it highlights factors that influence the answer that the user probably wouldn't even have detected, or it would have taken really long to detect, and it voluntarily communicates these findings in natural language. So, I would say it also sidesteps the data bias landmine, you know? So in short, you know, probably not short anymore. I've kind of been long-winded, so I apologize, but it tells us the story of why. Cognos Analytics tells us the story of why. So in our early example of a sales manager trying to understand lack of sales performance for a particular product group, you know, Cognos Analytics at a very granular level will highlight a variety of factors that indicate why product isn't selling, and it'll even place weight on each factor so that the user can understand the likelihood of which factor is the true cause of the lack of performance. You know, so it's important to note that many people don't realize that Cognos Analytics at this point is a self-service platform. You know, it still, you know, still maintains that enterprise reporting capability, which is its foundation going back to the old days. You know, but if you truly think of Cognos Analytics as some archaic enterprise reporting platform, that just can be furthest from the truth. It's evolved so much over time.
So you're basically saying we're talking about a paradigm shift that's AI driven?
Without a doubt. Absolutely.
So let's drill down into that a little bit more. So basically, it sounds like Cognos Analytics, apart from being able to do everything that Cognos BI could do and other business intelligence tools, not just Cognos, it sounds like Cognos Analytics has taken a big leap forward in terms of being able to put a business user in the driver's seat. Maybe they have some access to sales data in the data warehouse, and maybe they have an Excel file with some market information or some zip code somewhere else. And without being a database or an SQL expert, with Cognos Analytics, they can just drag and drop these data sources into the tool, and the augmented AI figures out how it all might connect. And then if it gets it wrong, which it might, but if it does 90% of it right, that's already a time saving. But if it gets some of it wrong, you can easily tweak it, and then off you go. And then the AI also proposes relevant visualizations and generates commentary and so on. And you're saying that all of this works for real in real life and it's not just demoware?
Yeah, this is probably going to be the shortest answer that I give you. Oh, it works. Absolutely. And, you know, there's plenty of referenceable companies out there that are seeing the value impact of Cognos Analytics. You know, to one of your point, you know, just to kind of address something you said about it being wrong. So typically, and I would say this probably about, you know, most BI tools out there. You know, typically the tools aren't wrong. You know, the tools are, you know, basically pre-programmed. I can speak about Cognos Analytics specifically, you know, pre-programmed with that AI and which is really just algorithms that are embedded within the system. So Cognos Analytics really isn't wrong. What you might find is that, you know, there's maybe something wrong with the data beforehand. So I know it's the knee-jerk reaction to blame the tool if it gives us inconsistent answers, but typically what you'll find is the problem lies in the data that we brought in. So, you know, there's a certain amount of data cleansing that that may need to be done, you know, massaging, that sort of thing. So I'd recommend, you know, companies who are looking to roll out any sort of BI tool, whether it's Cognos Analytics or anything else, you know, make sure you take a look at your data first and kind of get that in order.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I mean, where I'm going with it is that there was always a limiting factor with traditional BI. So for example, in the old days, you needed a skilled person who understood the data really well, as well as the business requirements to pull all the various data sources together that are needed to answer the question. And then in the Cognos BI world, that person would build a model using a tool called Framework Manager. And then that model would be used to build reports and dashboards with visualizations in a variety of different studios, depending on how technical you were or what kind of reports you wanted. And then to get to the really nice visualizations, you might need to be very proficient or technically savvy. And you'd have to come up with the visualizations yourself, maybe spend quite a while trying things out until you figured out the best way to tell your story. But in Cognos Analytics, the augmented AI aspect accelerates all of that and gives a business user a chance to do their own explorations right off the bat. Is that the differentiator?
Yeah. No, absolutely. You're spot on. You know, the AI assist feature analyzes, you know, that data that's brought in. It makes sense of it, and it tries to understand what what the user is attempting to do, and it suggests visualizations, as you pointed out, makes the most sense, or, you know, that makes the most sense to it based on, you know, that data. So keep in mind that, I mean, the user is still in complete control and can make alterations or choose from a variety of other options if they're thinking to go in another direction. But yes, you know, that's the differentiating quality, that the AI that's embedded in the platform end to end is really the huge differentiator between Cognos Analytics and typical BI tools that are found in the marketplace today.
So the AI basically takes away all the boring stuff and accelerates the time to value so you can get to the fun stuff really quickly.
Well, yeah, I would say that, and, you know, more so than anything, you know, first off, the AI, you know, is it also boosts, you know, the self-service function, but then really it goes back to the original question of, you know, why, you know, what's the purpose of BI? What is, you know, what is BI going to mean for our business. And remember my stat, you know, 99%, you know, of companies, you know, typically don't feel like they're getting the type of insight that they expected to from their BI tools, right? It's dashboarding and visualizations, but the AI within Cognos Analytics, it tells that story of why. Again, and it removes the data bias and it reveals things to the user that they typically wouldn't have detected, right? So we get the story of why, which is the most important aspect of the whole process, you know, to help us make better decisions. So that's really like the value of it.
Right, right. Because in, you know, traditional BI, you might have had a question. Once you get the answer, and as we just said, it can take quite a bit of work to get to that answer, you immediately have a follow-up question, right? And that follow-up question is often that why question. And in traditional BI, you might have to go off and do a whole new project to find that answer, whereas with augmented AI, you can get there so much more quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about, you know, folks, and I've learned over time that, you know, this role, you know, has several different meanings, and there's different responsibilities and job duties that come with it. But traditionally, like marketing managers who would prepare dashboards and snapshots and reports of various aspects of the business from a performance standpoint, you know, they would go into these meetings and present to the execs, you know, just a snapshot. But if you had a tool like Cognos Analytics, I remember my time at Caterpillar as an intern. I had to pull together dashboards that we would present to our dealer partners, you know, Caterpillar being the manufacturer of the product and the different parts and tools, the big, you know, backhoe loaders and the excavators and all that stuff. You know, we would never sell to the end user. It would be our dealer network that would sell to the end user. So as the manufacturer, we would show our dealers, you know, how they're performing, how their tools are selling, et cetera. And, you know, in 2008, as an intern, you know, I basically go with Excel sheets with numbers on them. And, you know, after we would present the numbers, you know, if a certain product wasn't performing as expected, you know, we'd, you know, the question would be why. But imagine going in with a tool like Cognos Analytics that not only showed you what the snapshot was, but then told you the different types of factors that impact sales, you know, how one product sells, you know, this much at one time of the year, or how it performed when discounts were applied, or the type of users, or the type of end users or end consumers that typically purchase this product. You know, all these different correlations, right, that factor into why are now highlighted. And again, the solution volunteers this information to you and it communicates it to you in natural language. So you have a much more compelling story to tell an executive when you come with that type of information highlighted, and that's the true value of it.
I love that example, Gus, because I can just imagine you as a, I guess you were a college student when you were doing this internship at Caterpillar.
I was.
Yeah, you know, and I can, I've been there. I've been in those meetings. I've seen that happening. And then that vision you're putting forward about having a tool like Cognos Analytics, where you would be able to dynamically take people through it, not just the numbers, but show it to them in a beautiful dynamic chart. And somebody would point and say, hey, why is that one so low? And then you could drill down on it and so on and so forth. I mean, that's a completely different process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as I've learned more and more about, you know, the process that folks in analytics roles and analysis roles do and go through, you know, this point of data bias is like a huge thing. Because typically, you know, if you're an analyst and you're trying to answer, you know, the or find an answer to your question, you already have preconceived notions about what that answer may be, So you may only bring in the data that supports your theory, right? Whereas with a tool like Cognos Analytics, you can bring in all sorts of data from all sorts of types of sources. And the solution will let you know where the problem lies. So we remove that data bias from the entire process as well. So that's a huge, huge value add.
Right, right. What about mobile? Is there a mobile element to this if people are using phones or tablets and need the information on the move?
Oh yeah, well, absolutely. You can certainly access the platform through mobile devices and consume reports and data. I'm quite sure that, you know, IBM has some developments on the mobile piece on the horizon. So just stay tuned, and I'm sure that's a part of the solution that's going to continue to be, you know, built out.
Right, but it's already available on mobile through the browser, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, excellent. So just to wrap this up, I've really enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah, it's great.
I realize we've been talking about things like visualizations on a podcast where obviously people can't see anything. So just to wrap it up, I'm wondering if you could tell us, if someone's curious about actually seeing Cognos Analytics, what's the best way for them to find out more?
Yeah. There's a ton of resources out there to learn more about the Cognos Analytics platform. IBM actually has its own landing page for Cognos that's relatively new. And, you know, obviously there's all sorts of resources on there that you can grab. You know, I'm a people person, so I always enjoy talking to people who are knowledgeable about the solution and being able to have questions on the fly or ask questions on the fly. So I definitely offer up Qubit as a resource, you know, either myself or one of the folks in our business intelligence and data management division. We certainly schedule educational sessions to take folks through information and content. And you can also sign up for a free trial of the cloud version of Cognos Analytics. That's also available on the Qubit website. That's under the What We Offer tab, and then you'll see the link to Cognos Analytics 11, and then there's a link for you to sign up for a free trial there. Pretty simple to get to, and you know, plenty of people have done it already, so I would definitely take advantage of that.
No, absolutely. So actually, there's an even easier way to get to it. If you go to www.qubit.com, there's a big free trials button. Click that, you'll be able to find the Cognos Analytics free trial really easily. And Gus, are you interested in sharing your email with everyone in case they want to reach out to you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can be reached at mslaughter@qubit.com. That's M as in Mary. SLAUGHTER at qubit.com. Slaughter's my last name, but I promise, you know, I'm harmless. I wouldn't hurt you.
Thank you so much, Gus. This has been fun.
Thanks, AG.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. We would love to hear from you. Do you have anything you would like to ask Qubit about analytics? You can tweet us at AskQubit or email us at info@qubit.com. That's info@quebit.com. Until next time.